Doyle, please.
Dear Journal, Skeet and I were hanging out in the four-leaf clover mall after school when... You go ahead, Skeet. I'll be right back. Hey, Patty, let me give you a hand with that.
Oh, they're pretty heavy, Doug.
No problem. Say, this is a tad weighty. What did you buy? Barbells?
Yeah.
Hey, baby. Hey, Con.
Thanks, Doug. My arms were killing me.
That's me.
Doug, are you okay?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. There must have been a bump in the sidewalk.
Oh,
don't worry about it.
It's okay.
But anyway,
somebody should fix this sidewalk. It's full of Ronald Weisenheimer.
Sign up today for the Old Bluffington Fitness Test.
Did you see Terminator?
Yeah, what a movie.
The way he took that guy by the leg and slapped him in the face with his own foot.
Yeah. Why are you kicking yourself?
He'll be here for the fitness test. Cool, man.
Ronald Weisenheimer, here in Bluffington.
May I be of service to you girls?
I'll say.
No problemo.
Come on, Skeet. Let's go sign up.
Doug, are you sure about this? I mean, chin-ups and push-ups and...
Next! Hey, Doug. I said next!
I'm next, Chalky.
Very funny, Doug. Next!
I'm not joking, Chalky. I want to sign up for the fitness test.
You?
Who did he think I was talking about? Doesn't he think I can pass that test?
Yeah. You sure you want to go through this, man?
Skeeter, of course. Maybe I won't set any records, but I'm going to work out and train. And in 4 or 5 weeks, I'll pass that test.
4 or 5 weeks? Doug, the test is the day after tomorrow.
What? I mean, I knew that. No problem. Now I really had to think fast. Luckily, there was one person I knew that would at least have the right equipment to help me get into shape. My next-door neighbor, Mr. Dink.
Not to worry, Douglas. I just acquired a brand new Lazy Guy workout system. Not only is it very expensive, but it makes exercising easy and fun. Here, I'll show you. Well, where to next, Douglas? The mountains? The Arctic? The moon? Oh, Mrs. Dink loves that one.
It reminds me of our honeymoon.
Well, shouldn't I be sweating or breathing hard or something?
No need. Lazy Guy does all the hard stuff for you. Come on, let's work on your arms. That a boy, Douglas. I bet you thought working out had to be painful, didn't you? Isn't it fantastic?
Mr.
Don't worry, Douglas. I'll get it.
Somehow, I'm not so sure about Mr. Dink's system, pork chop. I can't lift the paper. 2 days till the big test and I can't lift the paper. I decided I could use a real workout at the school gym.
Oh, no. You need to start out slow, Doug. Here, let me show you. See, the important thing is not to strain yourself.
These dinky weights might have been okay for Chalky, but I only had 24 hours left to get into top form. This wasn't so hard. Maybe if I kept at it. Yeah.
going to be hard to beat Al in the slacks and flanges department. But Kenny has perfectly symmetrical cams and rollers. Duck has great definition in the lifters, but they're all put to shame by this buff young newcomer.
Duck, are you all right?
Fine. I'm fine. No problem. Just resting.
I tried to tell you not to lift so much at first, Doug. I guess this counts you out of the test, huh?
Yeah. So that was it. Everybody was going to think I was a goof. It was hopeless. I got it. Go! This was it. I didn't need my foot for the rope climb, and I was actually pretty good. In fact, with a little practice, I could probably be as good as those guys on Bloatsburg Gladiators.
We saw the Dutch doing pretty well in the turbo head-bashing round, and oh, but watch out! And here comes
I did it! I did it! Yes! I meant to do that. The next day was the day of the Al-Brockington fitness test. Ronald Weisenheimer was there with the mayor.
Let's get a shot of him feeling my muscle. Get him feeling my muscle. Hey,
Doug, what happened to your hands? Are you still going to take the test?
Nah, I'm just here to watch.
Sorry, man. Hey, I gotta go.
See ya. Oh, Kenny.
Doug, what happened to you?
Oh, just a scratch. What happened to you? Why aren't you over there taking the test?
I pulled a muscle, Doug, trying to carry those bags. I guess I didn't realize how heavy they were.
But you can still run and stuff, can't you?
I'm not sure. Don't you think I'd look kind of, well, goofy?
Oh, I don't think you'd look like a goof, Patty. Besides, you won't get another chance until next year.
Maybe you're right, Doug. Come on, we'll go together.
What?
Why should we just sit around worrying about looking goofy? Let's go for it.
Huh. I think sitting is about all I can do. Wait a minute. That's it. Sit. Oh, this is great. Thanks, Patty.
You're doing great, man. Keep them coming.
Sit-ups. I hadn't thought about sit-ups. Maybe I still had a chance.
Wow, that's more than I've ever done in my whole life.
5, 76.
100. 101. 102. 200. 201.
299. 300. 301.
Come on, Chalky. 303. 300. Doug, keep going. 500. 500. 500. 500. 500.
Bye.
the hand of this grand kid of champion.
Very good, Mr. Bandages. Someday you will be like me.
Come this way, Mr. Weisenhammer. I'd like to show you some of my bowling trophies. You know, bowling's not only a physically demanding sport.
You were wonderful, Doug. Congratulations.
Way to go, Doug. You've got a lot of guts, man.
So I set a new school sit-up record. Once I stopped worrying about impressing everybody, I found out I was a sit-up machine.
In our top story today, hotshot director J.B. Spigot is rumored to be talent hunting for his new film project. To star in his next big movie.
Hey! Say, Tippy, you'll never guess who's in Buffy.
No, honey, it's not Elvis. It's J.B. Spigot. I think he's looking for someone like me to...
Of course I know he's coming. I guess he found out I live here.
Oh, stop. I don't have a fresh new face. Besides, I've never tried out for a movie before. Oh, you guys.
Hi there, Snookum. Well, your little Marikins thinks you'd be perfect for the part. Mind your own beeswax! No, no, not you, Sugar Muffin.
Yes, Mr. Spigot. I agree, Mr. Spigot. Right away, Mr. Spigot. Mr. Spigot thinks you've got something special there. What's the name?
Doug. Doug Funny. And this is my dog, Pork Chop.
Oh, wow. You're right. He's perfect. What a face. So young. So fresh. So today. So here's our card. Our people will call your people.
J.B. Spigot, director, Big Shot Movie Productions. Me? A movie star? That's me. Hey! Boy, Pork Chop, do you think that guy was for real? J.B. Spigot. I wonder if anybody's ever heard of him.
Spigot is so much.
So cliche.
The quintessence of bourgeois commercialism.
Oh, I'd give anything to be in one of his movies.
Yeah, me too.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Vote for me.
Movie ever.
You mean you've heard of this Spigot guy?
Are you kidding, Doug? He's famous! He did Waffle Stomper, The Revenge of Waffle Stomper, Waffle Stomper Strikes Again in 3D?
Really? That was him?
Yeah, and he's looking for a new star. I'm thinking about letting him pick me to be the new Waffle Stomper. And maybe if you play your cards right, you could be Waffle Stomper's girl.
Back off, Roger.
Wow, the new Waffle Stomper.
Really, my dear Miss Mail, you're in no position to tell me what to do.
Waffle Stomper!
Trick or treat. What do you mean here, Waffle Stomper? We're not doing anything.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Oh, I hate stupid catchphrases. Get him, boy! Ah!
Citizens of Bluffington, this is an exciting day indeed. To see all your smiling registered faces here to welcome this giant movie mogul reminds me of the time my wife and I were in our first movie, Bluffington Pride. You know, it takes a great mayor to make a great movie.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and thank you, fine people of,
Bluffington?
Bluffington! Behind me is the great director, J.B. Spigot. And I am Mr. Spigot's assistant, Curtis. Oh, yeah. Mr. Spigot has asked me to tell you that he is very excited about the prospect of finding his new star right here in Bluffington. Oh, right. And Mr. Spigot says that he still wants to look at more of you. But he needs to see you all in your own element. So when you see him around town, act as if he's not there. So he can see you being you.
You heard that, citizens. Spigot's not here. When you see him walking down the street, ignore him. Let me begin ignoring this great news person by urging each of you to remember that voting is a privilege that we all enjoy. So, vote for me.
Boy, wait till everybody finds out it was me that Mr. Spigot picked.
Did you see the way he looked at me when he said star?
Yes, I know I said his movies were mundane, Gimlet, but I'll take this movie and use it as a stepping stone into more artistic endeavors. Ciao. Besides, if I don't get this part, I'll just die. Do you mind?
Judy, I... Poor Judy. When she finds out that I'm the one that Spigot picked, why, she'll be crushed.
Hello, Douglas! Ta-da! Oh, that's smart.
Mr. Dink?
That's right, Douglas. I'm on my way to the mall. Word is, J.B. Spigot is there shopping.
Well, what are you dressed up like that for?
Didn't you hear, Douglas? Spigot's next project is a superhero picture.
Superhero? I heard it was a space adventure flick.
You're both wrong. I just heard he's doing a monster movie.
Well, hop in, boys, and we'll find out for ourselves. Away!
Brothers, just because this big shot's in town, look how goofy everybody's acting.
Doesn't it look like magic?
Everybody except my sister. I'm sure glad she didn't know about this. I mean, she's so worked up over being the star, she might have done something crazy. Oh, no.
Away, amateurs.
Judy, wait. Don't. Judy had really blown a gasket over this movie star thing. I decided that I'd better break the news to her before she found out from somebody else. Hey, Judy? What if you didn't get picked for Spigot's movie?
Don't be ridiculous. Did you see the way he looked at me yesterday at the mall?
But what if you didn't get the part and someone else you knew did?
Like who?
Well, like me.
If he chose you, I'd hurl myself right off Mount St. Buster. You!
Poor Judy. If I told her, it would ruin her life forever.
Even though
though she was my sister, I didn't want to see her end up like that. But what else could I do?
Quiet, people. Mrs. Piggott has an announcement to make. Today, a star will be born. So, without further ado...
Man, this was terrible. I couldn't do this to Judy. Acting meant everything to her.
The new star is you!
No, I can't. I'm sorry, but you'll just have to go with someone else.
What is wrong with you?
Not you! You!
What job?
Yes, he's perfect for the part in the dog food commercial we're doing.
Dog food commercial?
Well, what did you want to see us for?
Yeah!
Well, somebody's got to open the can.
Well, Mr. Spigot's dog food commercial went without a hitch. The best part was, Judy got to be in it.
Don't you love the mineral understatement of the gesture?
My movie career was over before it even got started. At least Judy's hands got a taste of stardom, and everyone went back to normal. Everyone except Pork Chop, that is. I think that commercial went to his head a little bit.
Yeah.